This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limbobo's hottest frequency. Welcome to the second hour of the show. I go by the name of King Bash. I'm with the winter stock himself. If you just joined us, this is the Capricorn Adventure on the only frequency that makes sense. And we're stepping straight into the not my business but office. And as you know, if you do not, this is where we get into those things that we see every day. They are not our business, but we can't help ourselves and weigh in on them and have an opinion on them, right? Now, lately, you know, with technology and smartphones showing that anything can be done anywhere and anyhow. A lot of people have started taking their gambling on their smartphones and can gamble anywhere and at any time, right? Now, with this happening, you would be talking to someone and they suddenly just ask you to buy them a voucher or send them money so that they can place a bet. And sometimes, I mean, it becomes really annoying if you're on the other hand, you know, you aren't really someone that gambles at all, you know. This isn't my business, but I want to find out from you, man. Why do people who gamble like doing this? Like, why do people who gamble like asking those who don't to sponsor their habits? Why do you think that is? Do, you know, those people pay the money back, you know, when they lose? And where do they, I mean, you know, like, imagine you ask me for money for gambling and you say you'll pay me back and then you lose. How are you going to pay me back? It's really funny, you know? Like, it's really funny. I wonder if they say they'll pay you back, where do they then get that? So if someone asks you to buy them a voucher or give them money to place a bet, how do you react to that? Send me a voice note, send me a text. Let me know. 079-899-6226. 079-899-6226.
You know? Oh, I like you, Bashola. Hope all is well. That's
nice.
Right now, as we are speaking, I'm ignoring a text from someone adding
to buy them a voucher.
Yo. And actually, he attached, you know, the pictures and the proof of the conversation that that person sent and the other messages. Yo, brawak. Yeah, no, askisi man, kya wana dima no watsaking. He's a dog with a bone. Hey, he's not letting go.
Hope you are doing good, DJ Bash.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I want to talk about the gambling thing. The people who ask vouchers. Myself, I have friends who do gambling, but myself, I don't do gambling. But if my friend asks me for a voucher to do betting, I don't have a problem with that, because mostly they feel like when they ask someone to buy a voucher for them, they feel like that voucher comes in with a lucky. So I don't have any problem to give someone who do gambling a voucher, buy a voucher for him. I don't see any problem with that.
So my brother, if, you know, me buying them a voucher means I'm the lucky charm, right? So when they win big, now what do we do in that regard? You know, let's say I give you 150, you place your bet, you make whatever amount it is, but it's big money. Or I give you $500, you know, you come back with 50,000. I'm just saying, since I'm your luck, would you go, come back and then say, Tara 10,000, brawaga, or is it, omfa 5 klipela back? You know, I think we need to have that conversation and click. But nonetheless, my king, you want to make easy money, do that with your money. Don't be asking me to help you with your gambling problem. I feel like people who actually help others with money to gamble are also a problem somehow. I think gamblers keep on asking for money because they're used to getting it from someone. Ditaki, loving the playlist. A big shout out to you. Thank you. Thank you so, so much for that. Good afternoon, Capricorn FM. Gambling. Okay. I also gamble and I have the people I ask for a voucher. If I don't have, it's not on a daily base, right? But once a week I do. Asking annoys when you ask frequently. That's a habit, especially those that play UK afternoon and evening, because you must play on a daily basis. So I do that, but gamble only on a Tuesday and a Friday. Ndah, mukami. Oh, yes, brother. Big shout out to you. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, okay. Look, keep your voice notes, keep your messages coming through. But I think I have time for just one more for now.
Hello, my Lopez. Hello. Yo, it's a pick up a hectic. I remember tuning Mpumalanga, and then apparently one of my my neighbor was ucela ukuthi ngimboleke 100 rand. So this person who addicted to gambling, ngambuta ngathi mina ufuna 100 rand ufuna kumindana wathi ufuna ukudlala athi khona kuwina akhona ukuthenga imbubu. I said no, ngathi samntwana akhe ngathi asihambe seshop ngafika ngamthengela 12.5 ngathi it's a no, I won't give you imali yam for gambling. I know wena ngabe udileke wacela ukuthi imali yokuthi ufuna kuthenga imbubu, not ukuthi ngikunike imali udlale igambling from there khona utowina. Use what if I win? Yo, I would like to remain anonymous. Thank you.
All right, Anoni. Hey, Mutowe, I'm sure Anonymous, you know what? He will look at that whoopee with so much hatred, you know? It's the most frustrating thing ever. But shout out to you, you know, for doing what you had to do at that particular time. So, keep your voice notes, keep your messages coming through. 079-899-6226. 079-899-6226.
Yo, Bashuka.
What's good?
What up, man?
I'm good, man.
Oh, my Lamini, Lona. It is not my business, but it becomes my business when I am not a gambler and you want to gamble with the money I've put up for something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to gamble. And you know one thing about gambling, it's a win or lose. And most likely they lose. And man, we cannot be feeding people's habits. We have our own habits too, and no one is funding us on such habits. Yo, I Gab, it becomes my business. Jay, hey, I'm a single parent. No tooling as don't sell and don't sing it or food. So I can't lay gamble on and easy.
Big shout out to you. Thank you so much for sending through your voice note.
Ita, King Besh.
Oh, yeah?
Tereng Braga. Hashtag not my business, but hey, Braga. Namu tato mam poja ka voucher, Braga. Hey, kinama go cut her off. Hey. Kipela ka poja batu haba nchigere. Motu wa mula munga loro oreka voucher. Ugila wina. So, oh, we know sonju kishira chela tao becha hape hape. So, hey, nata waja gambling na sidi lo chaka, Braga. And again, yaka motu hamfa go du madi lo cheo. Hey, Dada, get John City, Pagam.
Hola, Mr. John, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, wait, in Motoka, you look with the account. You are a goody voucher, but no, Sasalana, right through, in some poser. Baby coupon regular voucher. They'll go transfer a cheleteso on regular voucher.
Azvar Obza, thank you so much for that.
No,
my brother.
Naso fetchele tse ya o gambola le nna tsa gambola ha o tsiya ke mathe gore e fellana mo re tere ya go tsana le ngwanya na re simwa na ka re regela sa go regela sa ya nna mo nna le nna tsa ke palla go regela sa go a tsai ya o nna ga tsela so di a plan wa ke se o ba se le ke nna go fetchele tsa gambola wa ba ma ka ma.
I think it's the same as asking them or ba rekele time or ba go za menyana ka clip or two clip to get your essentials or something else.
Sure.
I don't know why it thoma over issue o thoma go gopela voucher because the same person wa ga nang go rekela voucher o ka motho go gopela 100 rand o tlo go fa yona a tseba re tlo e botšha so le nna ke kgopela gore ntake le voucher tla kwa go zama ke tla kwa go fa zaka gago back senneneng just because ke nyaka voucher then all of a sudden it's an issue. But they go hotel Zaga for something else. It's not an issue. Come on, guys. Come on.
Wagwala Mugoni, Wagwala Brawak. Thank you so much for that. And this is where we shall leave it for today, man. Right? Not my business, but back again next week.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.